בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויצא. So, כדרכנו בקודש, I like to, wherever applicable, find a halachic topic of conversation from פרשת השבוע. And believe me, I do know my audience, but I also know that my audience is a mature one, and therefore, and that's the beauty of the Torah, that nothing in Torah can ever be taboo. Because you can talk about anything and everything under the sun in the context of Torah, and it's always going to be holy. So that's one of the perks of Torah, that there's nothing that's considered inappropriate when it's being learned as Torah b'kedusha. Understand? So that's that. So this week, you know, it's customary among the Sfaradim, you know, every week, every Shabbat has a makam. Every Shabbat has a musical scale that the Chazanim customarily sing the Shacharit Shel Shabbat, all the tunes based, huh? Yefemel, so Parashat Vayetzeh customarily, Parashat Vayetzeh is always Ajam. Why? Ajam is Makam Shel Chatuna. Makenotam. That's the Makam of Chatanin. Lama? Yaakov Avinu Chatan. Four times in this week's Parasha. So, because of that. So, yeah. So he got Shira Ma'alotit, Shira Ma'alotit in this week's Parasha four times. As Lachin, Minhag, Kol, not Kol B'nai said, because Ashkenazim are not going to sing Ajam, but we will. So all the Sfaradim, they sing Ajam B'Shacharit. So all the Dinim, we learn a lot of the Dinim of Chatuna and Chupa and things like that from Yaakov Avinu. We also learn things that are a little bit deeper in terms of Kedushat HaZivug, in terms of union, Ben Ish L'Ishto. A lot of these things are learned from Yaakov Avinu Unshotav as well. Now I'll start off by saying that before we get to the Gemara and the Poskim, the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Resh Mem in Shulchan Aruch, you can find Dinei Tzniut in two places in Shulchan Aruch. In Or HaChaim Siman Resh Mem, and Ibn Ezer Siman Kaf Aleph. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down, there's no Kaf HaChaim in Ibn Ezer, but in Or HaChaim Siman Resh Mem, he brings from several of the Mekubalim, from the Solot LeMincha, he brings actually from the Zohar HaKadosh as well, that there is no greater pigam, there is no greater, I would say, blemish or damage that a person can cause ba'olamot ha'alyonim, in the upper worlds, than foreign thoughts or inappropriate thoughts during the zivug, during a relationship ben ish l'ishto. So it's a very, very, huh? Oh, so I'm coming, yeah. So that, but I'm talking, the Gemara Nedarim doesn't talk about the olamot ha'alyonim. The Gemara Nedarim speaks about children. Yeah, and this is what I was acting, you know, Rafael is always one step ahead of me. So, aval mikol makom, there is a Gemara, Masechet Nedarim Daf, Kaf Amud Bet. The Gemara says, uvaroti mikem hamoredim ve'aposha'im bi. Right, the Navi says that I will remove from among you those who rebel and those who fight against me. Elu benet tisha midot. These are tesha midot. These are the children born from nine unions which were deemed inappropriate by Chazal. And then the Gemara gives the whole list quoted by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Mem. Now, what is this list? I'll just go through it real, real quick. And then we will discuss what's nogea la'inyanenu. Why am I bringing this up? Okay? So he says, uvarot mikem moredim ha'poshaim bi, elu b'nei tesha midot, b'nei anusa, b'nei snua, b'nei nidui, b'nei tmura, b'nei moredet, b'nei shichrut, b'nei gerushat ha'lev, b'nei irbuvia, b'nei chatzufa. Tov. Now, many of these b'nei tesha midot, or different behaviors during the zivug that are inappropriate, are subject to a machloket. Now, b'nei tmura, there is a machloket rishonim. Tmura, just the definition of the word tmura is what? Switch. Where else do we find the term tmura in the Torah? By lo yamir oto, right? There's an isur tmura. You're not allowed to flip the kedusha of a korban from one to another. So we see that the word tmura is a substitute or thinking. Well, so at first glance, it's a reference to thinking about another woman besides for ishto shel adam. Now, what kind of woman are we talking about? That becomes a big machloket. Now, the big issue here becomes that according to the Ran and the Tur and many other poskim, v'kach nifsak ba'alacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah over here, afilu shtehen nashav. even if both women, you know, in the times of Chazal, it was much more prevalent than today, yet in America it's illegal, but bigamy, according to Torah law, is permissible, especially if you're Sfaradi, and you don't have Chenem de Rabbeinu Gershom, and you didn't make a shvu'ah baktuba shelo lisa isha lishto, bigamy, which means marrying more than one wife, zemutah. Now, come the Ran and the Tur, based on the sugya nedarim, and say b'nei t'mura, if a person is cohabiting with one wife, with kavana about another one of his own wives, you still have the chisaron of b'nei t'mura, and the child that'll come out will be blemished spiritually. Okay? And come all of the poskim and say, time out. Wait a second. We have a situation in the Torah that seems to be a little contrary to that. What's that situation? Yaakov Le'ah. Hello, right? Vahiva Boker, Vinehi Le'ah, which means Yaakov Avino cohabited with Le'ah, thinking she's Rachel. And we know that the Gemara Masechet Yevamot points out that Yaakov Avinu told Reuven, when he gave Mercha, Reuven, Bechor Yata, Kochi, Vereshit Oni, says Rashi HaKadosh, quoting the Gemara Masechet Yevamot, in Pirek Ya'arel, that Yaakov Avinu is a Kedusha V'Tahora. That was, what age did Yaakov Avinu get married? Huh? 84. Yaakov Avinu got married at 84, and at that point, he had not seen Tipat Keri Miyamav. He never saw even a drop of Shechvat Zera until that point. Le'ah was well aware of that, and she wanted that first Tipah that came out of his body, that should go to Kedusha, and she should get pregnant from it. And Tosfot on the spot explains how exactly that happened. And she got pregnant from that very first Bi'ah, and Reuven, the first of the Shvatim, the Bechor, was formed from that. I ask you a question. According to this Gemara, Reuven should not have come out, or at least at face value, should have came out a little bit different than he did. No? B'chaura? And by the way, the Ravid, Rabbeinu Abraham ben David, Ba'ala Asagot al Rambam, in his sefer, he has a sefer about Dine Kedusha. What's it called? Well, not only Dine Kedusha, he talks about Midah and stuff like that also. It's called Ba'alei HaNefesh. The Ravid in sefer Ba'alei HaNefesh discusses this. And he says, based on this, says he brings it ayah. He says, I don't get it. How can you call a person who thinks about one of his other wives to be a pusha? That's number one. Number two, says the Ravad, Yaakov Avinu was thinking about Rachel. If it was really Bnei Temura, then Reuven should have been pagum, which leads the Ravad to disagree with the Ran and with the Tur, and the Ravad holds la halacha that Bnei Temura is only bechoshev b'machshavto al ha'irva. Davka, when he's thinking about a woman that's asura lo, but if he's thinking about a woman that's muteret lo, kegon ishto, em ze shum ba'aya. So says the Ravid. Shemata ma omer, ze chazak meod. Ma? He says airva. His lashon is airva. Maybe she's nida. Yeah, well, she's a suftim right now, bilochu pav kiddushin. Huh? She wasn't married, but he worked for her, and he had every reason to believe that she was here. Now, we're going to get back to the Ravid's questions. These are powerful kushiyot, which Maran Achida in Birkei Yosef addresses. But let's put that on the side for a minute. Going back to the Shita of Rov HaRishonim, v'chein halacha lema'aseh, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Kaf Chaim and others, we hold like Rov HaRishonim that afilu shtehen nashav. Yeah, there's still a problem. So, you have a problem according to the Shitot. What are you going to do with Yaakov Rachin? Well, Yaakov Le'ah, nachon? So, there's a Magin Avraham. Who's a Magin Avraham? He's a Magin Avraham. That's the Bach. Rabbeinu Avraham Abele Halevi Gombiner. Yeah? Where was he from? Stav, Kolpan, no. Every time Krakow. Tagid, Kalish. Yeah? Anyway, Bikitsur.
Why can't we say that he swears only when you know who he's thinking about the Lord and not when he's thinking about
תקשיב, מגן אברהם אתה אומר, you're saying the מגן אברהם in other words. מה הכוונה? זהו, yeah, Ryan has ניצות של המגן אברהם בתוכו. מה כתוב? So he says like this. Yeah. כתוב. וצריך עיון, דהלו יעקב נתכוון לרחל ובעל לאה. So the first person really to ask this question, ובספר עשרה מאמרות, which was written by רבנו מנחם עזריה מפנו, הגדול המקובלים והפוסקים, in the same door as מרם, he's from Italy. So he says, כתב שמשום זה לא נטלו שבט ראובן חלק בארץ ישראל, רק בעבר הירדן. Hear what he says? אם אפשר להגיד, I didn't say it, עשרה מאמרות, רמה מפנו, it's hard to understand, רמה מפנו says, as a result of what went on there, שבט ראובן did not receive their portion in Eretz Yisrael proper, they were on the other tzad of the Yardin. Based on this, you're going to have to find something similar for, no, חצי מנשה, at least half of them, got into Eretz Yisrael proper. But you have to find a similar thing for God. Okay? לא יודע. But that, why? Hashem chose it. נכון. There's obviously something Kabbalistic going on here. Yeah? But listen. So he says, yeah, ומכל מקום צריך עיון, שיהיו חס ושלום מן המורדים והפושעים. מגן אברהם also is not so happy with that פשט. ובפרט שהיא נתעברה מביאה זו, כמו שכתבו התוספות במבואות, דף עין וב, וצריך לומר, okay, listen to this, Ryan, this was you. דווקא כשראה רחל שוכבת במיטה, ונתכוון לקוף זה, ואחר כך נזדמנה לו לאה תחתיו, אבל יעקב בשעת כניסתו לחופה, ראה לאה ונתכוון לגופה, רק שסבר ששמה רחל, לטלנבה. Which means what? When do we say it's בנתמורה, when he had כוונה for גוף רחל, and then another גוף came in and he was נתכוון אליה, then it's a problem of גוף, of בנתמורה. But over here, Yaakov Avinu saw this body under the chuppah. And he had the image of this body from the chuppah until Leila chuppah. So this image never left his mind. Just what was his mistake? He thought that the name of this body was Rachel. But he made a mistake, says the Magen Avraham, on the name. Her name was really Leila. And therefore, what? Says the Magen Avraham, Eipo b'nete mura. He saw her. He saw her before. He saw Rachel. He knew exactly. He didn't. Lo alal da'ato, in spite of the midrash that we said in the morning. This is one of my favorite midrashim. You know the minhag of Kilili? Oh, yeah, it comes from midrash in this week's parasha. Midrash says, "Ma ze midrash meforash." Ketuv. It says the midrash, "Vahi ba'boker vehine hi le'a." Says the midrash that the night before at the chuppah, I guess the townspeople, they felt bad for Yaakov Avinu. They saw he's getting duped. So they wanted, and but they didn't want to get in trouble with Laban. Laban was a very dangerous person, violent person. He tried to kill his own children and grandchildren and whatever. Crazy guy. So they were afraid of him. But they felt bad for Yaakov as Ma'asu. So at the chuppah, they were saying, Hile'ala. They were trying to, so it started, that's how the whole Kilili started. They were trying to hint him, Hile'a. Yeah. And that's how the whole Minhag of Sfaradim, that's how it, the Indian war cry, that's how it started. No, באמת, sometimes in Bet HaKnesset, by Simcha וזה, and it's not only for its Persians, the Bukharians, the Moroccans, it's a big thing.
And like, that's
from מי שמחלל שבת, דינו בסקילה. So anyway, בקיצור. לא, אבל מכל מקום, what do you see from here? מנהגי ישראל, you have to be very careful. יש להם יסודות. There's יסודות for מנהג ישראל. לא לזנזן. Unless it's a מנהג של שטות. But if it's, you have to... Okay, no, that's the boost. That's like for getting a boost. When the battery dies, you have to give it a boost. Anyway, בקיצור, רבותיי, this is the מגן אברהם. The שער הציון brings down this מגן אברהם. Now, I want to tell you that not everybody agrees to this. And the Rav Pe'alim, gives another, Maran ben Ishchai, and Rav Pa'alim Chelek Gimel Siman Yud, discusses the Sheila also, and he was asked this, and he answered another thing. He says, okay, one answer is that the Torah wasn't given yet, and therefore, therefore they weren't yet mitchayev b'dikdukei ha-mitzvot. Although the Avot kept the mitzvot, but this is considered dikdukei ha-mitzvot, and since the Torah wasn't given yet, so they weren't as careful with this. Now, the question on this is going to... one second. That's the rival. Now, the Birkei Yosef questions this Ra'avad, that the Ra'avad gives this answer that it was dikdukei mitzvot, and they weren't necessarily... They weren't commanded yet. Now, Birkei Yosef, Maran Achida, in the Birkei Yosef on this halacha, he brings down, well, we have another midrash that says that the same thing happened later on in history. When was that? By Yishai, Abi David, there's a midrash in Lekut HaMechiri that says, on the Pasuk, Odecha ki anitani, even ma'asu abonim. David HaMelech considered himself, even ma'asu abonim, he was the cornerstone that everybody rejected. Why? The Midrash tells a story, that how was David HaMelech conceived? Yishai, who is he? He was a grandson of Rut HaMoaviyah. Yishai was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Gemara says, Haya yotzev v'nichnas b'shishim ribo. Anywhere Yishai, father of David HaMelech, went, he always had an entourage of 600,000 Jews. He went to Shul, 600,000 Jews. Back from Shul, 600,000 Jews. It's like the Siyam HaShas all over again, every time. Korpam. Azma. He said, huh? What, the Siyam HaShas? Really? Oh, 100,000. Yeah. Okay, whatever. But I'm saying maybe all the Siyam HaShas is together. Baruch HaCham Razim, yeah, sure. Aval, he was Rosh HaSanhedrin, HaCham Gadol Me'od. Not only that, the Gemara says, Arba'a metu be'etyo shel nachash. There are four people who died. They didn't have any sins, and the only reason why they died is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed death on the world. And one of them was Yishai Abi David. Yeah. So if that's the case, that's a dik gadol me'od. He was always afraid. Why? I had a shah gadol. His name was Doega Adomi. Yeah. He was also the Sar Tzava. He was after him. But Doega Adomi always liked to stir the pot and used to tell Shaul HaMelech, instead of asking if David HaMelech is miyuchas, see if he's kasher lavo bakal. Why? According to Doega Adomi, that what? He didn't hold of what Boaz said. Remember, Boaz was also Rosh HaSanhedrin, and who did he marry? Ruth, to show everybody that what was the halacha? Moavit. Amonit, Moavit. And he says, "Not. I'm so confident about this halacha. I'm from Shevet Yehuda, and I'm the Rosh HaSanhedrin. What am I going to do? I'm going to marry a Moaviyah convert." And that's what he did. Yishai was a descendant of that. He knew the halacha, but it didn't sit well with him. He was afraid. In the back of his mind, he says, maybe I'm pasul. At that point, he already had six boys. But he thought about himself. He says, maybe I'm pasul avo bakahal. So he says, you know what? I'm going to pull a gemara in Masechet Kibushin, daf samachtet amud alef. The Mishnah says over there, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, yachol mamzer letaher et zer'o. Which means that how can a mamzer is allowed to marry only two women? Who can a mamzer marry? Mamzeret or giyoret. Giyoret. That's it. However, even though he's allowed to marry them, the problem is, what about his children? Nevertheless, even though he's allowed to marry these people, these women, any children that he has will also be mamzerot. Mamzerot, whatever. V'chen ifsak b'shulchan aruch. Even ha'ezer siman dalet. Kachatum meforash. Yeah, based on this matter. But he has a way out. There's only one way that a mamzer can be metaher, that a mamzer can have. He can be a mamzer, but he can bring kosher children. How so? Take a shifcha now, which means marry a shifcha, which means exactly. So now marry a shifcha, it's a mishnah. Then what? Have a child from her. The child of the shifcha, halich achar hapagum, the mother, which is an eved. And then what? Free the eved, which is your biological, not halachic son. You free the eved. What happens to him now? He becomes Yisrael kasher. The father is a mamzer. His biological son is not his halachic son. He frees his son. He becomes Yisrael kasher. Says Yishai, here's my chance. What did he do? The same thing would work not only for Mamzer, it would work for Moab. What was Yishai Choshesh Latzmo? Not that he's Mamzer, rather that he is Moavi. He wanted to do the same thing. Yishai had a Shifcha. Yeah? He had a Shifcha. And he said, you know, I want you to prepare yourself. This is what I want to do. At that point, Yishai was separated from his regular wife. What was his regular wife's name? Gemara Masechet Bava Batra. Imed de David, Nitzevet Bat Adael. That was her name. Right? The Gemara says four people's names in that Gemara. Who? Abraham, Haman, Shimshon, and David. Imed Abraham, says the Gemara, Bava Batra Pechet. Imed Abraham, Amtelai Bat Karnevo. Imed Haman, Amtelai Bat Urvati. Imed de Shimshon, Tzelalfonit. Imed de David. Tzevet Bat Adael. Yeah, Amtelai Bat Karnevo. Yeah? So now listen to this, Rabotai. Listen carefully. Yishai was afraid he was Pasul. He separated from his regular wife. He says, listen, I might be Pasul. He didn't divorce her, but he said, listen, let's separate. Now what? 3 years later, he had this idea to be with the Shifcha. The Shifcha didn't sit too well with her. She told her mistress, she told his regular wife, she said, listen, this is what he told me. Here's your chance. That night, she turned off the candle, and right before the Maaseh, the Shifcha slipped out. Nitzevet Bat Adael slipped in. They cohabited. He had no idea. And she got pregnant. They saw her pregnant. Uh-oh. Yishai and his children and everybody else knew that they had separated. How'd she get pregnant? What did they say? Shemirachim. They said Zanta. And then what? They said, oh, Zinta. And then who was born from that? David Melech Yisrael. And then what did they say about him when he was born? Evin ma'asu abonim atel erosh pina. They said, Mamzer. That's why David HaMelech, the first part of his life, where did they always put him? In the field, as a shepherd. Why? What did he have in the field? Lions, tigers, and bears. They wanted him to die because he was Mamzer. He was a bushat to the family. So they said, you know what? Let him go to the field. He'll be a shepherd. Hopefully, he won't come home. Hopefully, he'll get killed. Basof, makara. This is all midrash. Yakuta makara. What a beautiful midrash. It says, what happened? Shmuel was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go to Yishai, Bet al-Lachmi, go to his household, and go anoint the king. Comes to the house, says, do you have any sons? Hashem sent me here. He says, sure, I have six sons. Says, he starts looking at them. He looks at Eliav, the Gadol, he says, no, Zeka Asanhu. And then he looks at each one, says, he's not here. Says, sorry, I can't help you. Says, what are you talking about? Hashem sent me here. He says, do you have another son? And then everybody starts getting a little uncomfortable. Says, do you have another son? He says, yeah, you know, kind of. I mean, kind of. Where is he? He says, well, you know, he's kind of my son. He's in the field. What? He says, go bring him. The Midrash says that as soon as David HaMelech walked in, the Navi says that he was tremendously good looking. Admoni also. Not people think that he was redhead. That's not true. He wasn't redhead. He didn't have red hair. He was red skin. It was, you know, red colored. Walked in. As soon as he walked in, the Shmuel HaNavi had a shofar with Shemin HaMishcha inside. It started bubbling. It started jumping as David HaMelech walked in. As he got closer, he kissed him on his head. And as he was pouring, it didn't pour out oil. The oil turned into diamonds and other precious gems. And it poured over the head of David HaMelech. And everybody realized, one second, if he's worthy of becoming Melech Yisrael, you say, Mikerev Achecha, Mimuvchar Shebe Achecha. Obviously, Kal Vachomer, what is he? Kashe Lavo B'Kahal. And then everybody started saying, Ebe Ma'aso Ebe Ma'aso. And David HaMelech said, Me'et Adonai Et Azot Niflat Be'ainenu. He says, it took this to prove to everybody that my mother was a Kshera, and then I'm Kashe Lavo B'Kahal. And then everybody said together, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, Nagida V'Nisnachavu. Midrash, Meforash, Katuv. Now, if that's the case, you had the same switcheroo, By, huh? Correct. Correct. And Doeg HaAdomi was wrong. And Yishai's concerns were wrong. Halacha nikbe'a. Amoni v'lo amonit. Moavi v'lo moavit. And he was kasher. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him to be Mashiach Hashem, that must mean... Zil. So now Rabotai, how can you say this thing that it was before Matan Torah? Yishai Avi David also had this thing with a switcheroo, and that was after Matan Torah. Okay? So, you have a problem with that. You can't say that. Now, which means that according to the Cheshbon, Chalila David HaMelech should have been Pagum because of Bnei Temura. Says the Ben Yishai and Rav Alim, Chile Gimal Siman Yud, says one answer, and then I'll tell you the Birkei Yosef. The Ben Yishai says that this Bnei Temura only applies to regular people. What does that mean? It says by regular people who focus on physicality during the Maaseh, that's when Bnei Temura applies. But he says, Tzadikim, during the Zivug, they're in such a high state, he says that Yaakov Avinu Kavyachol separated from his body and his thoughts were Ba'olamot Ha'Elyonim, such that he didn't, it's not like he was thinking of Rachel and it turned out to be Leah. He wasn't thinking of Rachel or Leah. Nothing. His mind was completely davuk ba'olamot ha'ilyonim, and therefore the Bnei Temura didn't even start. And he says this applies to all of Tzadikim. So this answer of the Ben Yishai would apply to Yaakov, and it would apply to Yishai Avi David as well. That's the Rav Pe'alim. The Birkei Yosef goes a little bit different. Okay, I want to tell you what the Birkei Yosef says. He says another very interesting thing. Cool.
Rav, is there anyone who says that it's only if you're thinking about the other woman doing the Isur with other women also?
Meaning what?
Meaning once cohabitating with a woman and thinking about doing the Isur with another woman. If they're thinking of another woman's face, for example, that's the
Isur of Bnei Temura. There's no, during the Maaseh, in machshava acheret bil adam. That's exactly the pgam. Now, because once you're thinking about her face, what are you thinking of? Alo, ata bishat maaseh ata. Yeah? So he says, listen to this. The Birkei Yosef writes something interesting. Ve'efshar lida'at Rashi ve'arosh ve'aran yesh chiluk mi'akov avinu v'yishai de'alma. Birkei Yosef gives another very beautiful tirutz. Deha, de'ikru bnei temura, אף שנתכוון לאשתו אחת, ובאה לא אחרת, היינו משום דפשע, דהב עלי לבדוק ולדע מי. אמנם יעקב אבינו כבר מסר סימנים לרחל, ולאה ידעה מרחל, ועשתה לו סימנים. וגם ישי אבי דוד כתב הרמה מפנו, he says, שכה עשה ישי דמסר סימנים לשפחתו, והיא מסרה סימנים לגבירה. וכי הגבנה דכבר היו להם סימנים להתאום, לאהבה בני תמורה, מאחר דעשות שלהם, להשתדלו בסימנים לא עתה להם. רבותיי, the בני תשע מידות, how does the pasuk begin by saying, וברות מכם הפושעים, המורדים והפושעים בי, which means there has to be an element of פשיעה, which is what? Negligence, carelessness, which means just, what's the point of here, what's the issue? That you're treating this ma'aseh kadosh like a very carelessly. But guess what? Was Yaakov Avinu careless with regards to Rachel Vilea'ah? He wasn't careless. He knew exactly who Lavan was. Why do you think Yaakov gave Rachel Simanim to begin with? Because he knew that Lavan was a chamor. And he knew that he was, you know, that he was, yeah, he didn't put it past him. Oh, 1 second. He says, since he knew that he didn't put this past Lavan, so he says, Alo, here's Simanim. And he did everything in his power to protect himself from getting duped. The Ramah Mipano says, Yishai did the same thing. And therefore what? Since they did everything in their power to make sure that there's no switcheroo, there's no more Pshi'ah. Since there's no more Pshi'ah, there's no more Bnei Temura. So says the Birkei Yosef.
If there's no Bnei Temura, why is Reuven still like Messiah?
Who said?
He said that Reuven is...
That's only Rama Mipano. Magen Avraham didn't like that terutz. He didn't appreciate that terutz very much because if his land is on the side, then his personality, according to this, Reuven Chalila should have been a Rasha. And he was Tzadik Yisod Olam. Not coincidental, but according to Magen Avraham, it should be a different reason. Now, listen to this. The Kaf HaChaim says something even more wild. Okay? I want to read it to you because if I didn't read it inside, this is big stuff. Yet, you think, people think of the, you can't look at the Avot V'Imahot like it's, you know, like it's your neighbor in shul. This is the patriarchs and matriarchs of our nation. Everything they do is B'Kedusha V'Tahara. So that's why do you think the Chachamim analyze every little thing they do? Because they are the epitome of holiness, especially Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. Bechira Avot, the highest of the Avot was Yaakov Avinu. He says the Kaf HaChaim. Here. Veli nira letaretz. All the poskim are busy answering this question. Unbelievable. He says, the Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, haya yodea shelavan retzono leachlif, umipnem ze masal simanim lerachel. אלא אף על פי שמסר לסימנים, עדיין היה חושש שמתמסור הסימנים ללאה, שלא תתבייש, מפני דה היה יודע שרחל צדקת הייתה, ואינה רוצה שיבוא על ידה צער לאחרים, ועל כן גמר בליבו בשעת ביאה, תהיה מה שתהיה, ואפילו מלאה, כדי שלא יהיה בני תמורה, שהיה יודע שתתעבר באותה לילה, כמו שנאמר ראובן בחור יעתה. What did you just say? Roy, what did you say? He says he knew who Lavan was, but just like he knew who Lavan was, he also knew who Rachel was. And therefore what? He knew who Lavan was, and therefore he gave her the simanim, but he also knew that Rachel was the type to give up her entire existence, not to be mevayesh le'ah. And by the way, it's good she did that, because says the Navi, and the Midrash explains the Navi in Yirmiyah, מנעי קולך מבכי, yeah, וקולך מדמעה, ועינך מדמעה, כי יש לך לפעול לתך. The only thing, the only זכות that Am Yisrael has to get out of the galut, the Midrash says in Echa, all of the Avot הקדושים came before הקדוש ברוך הוא, אברהם, יצחק, ויעקב, משה, ואהרון, יוסף, and what, by the חורבן בית המקדש, and they said, please, הקדוש ברוך הוא, רחמנות on Am Yisrael, bring them back, what do you say? Get out, I don't want to hear it. Who's the only one who came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you got to do it for me? Who? Rachel Mevakal, Baneah Me'ana Li'Nachem. Yeah? He says, you gave up everything. Your Moseret Nafshech for your sister not to embarrass her. I'm going to bring them back. Yeah? Yesh Achalif Ulatech, Yesh Tikva La'acharitech, V'shavu Me'eretz Oyev, they're going to come back. So it's good she did it. Yaakov Avinu knew she would do it. So he says, you know what? I'm going to give her the simanim because I have to do what I have to protect myself. But at the end of the day, I know that she can do this too. And therefore, he says, since I know she's such a tzaddiket, I have kavana. If it's Rachel, it should be Rachel. And if it's Le'ah, it should be Le'ah to protect himself, because he knew whoever it was would get pregnant on that night. And therefore, so it's not Bnei Temura. He said, Yeh ma sheyeh, I have kavana for whatever it is. So says the Kaf HaChaim. Now, how does that help us by Yishai, this terutz? Unless Yishai knew that Nitzivet Bat Adai and his regular wife was such a tzaddiket, or and that the Shifcha might do this too, because otherwise you're not going to be able to understand that either. So, Rabotai, I want to end. So, you see, we have four or five terutzim that understand this. You know, there's another problem with regards to Kiddushat HaZivug over here in this week's parasha. We talked about Timura. Yeah? Vayar Hashem ki sinu'a le'a. Yeah, and guess what? Vatomel le'a, right? Ki ra'a Hashem ki sinu'a anochi, vatikra shemo Reuven. She felt hated. She knew she was hated, and she even named her first child after the perceived hatred that her husband had for her. Rabotai, one of the other b'nei tesha midot is what? B'nei sinu'a. So we just saved the Reuven from being a b'nei temura. What are you going to do about b'nei sinu'a? Dun, dun, dun. Right, the fun doesn't stop. This is terror. This is not engagement. This is real stuff. They're mevatel? It's batel? Baruch Hashem. Yeah, וכל ישראל ישמעו ויראו. וביערת הרע מקדבך, כתוב. המצוות עשה. טוב, בקיצור. נכון? טוב, אבל, רבותיי, what are you going to say? The Ravid, there's a famous Ravid also that the Birkei Yosef brings down, and he says that, based on this we can understand, the only time that we say B'nei Sinua is B'Sh'at HaZivug. Only B'Sh'at HaZivug. But if he hates her at other times, but during Kedushat HaZivug, they're okay together, he says that's not a problem of B'nei Sinua, and that's how he understands maybe by Yaakov Elia. One tenet. Birkei Yosef doesn't really like it so much. Yeah, and he says, another terutz, he says, that, nah, okay, you think Yaakov Avinu hated it. Huh? What do you mean? Oh, that's another thing. The Ben Ish Chai also asked this. He says, what do you mean, B'nei Sinua? He only hated her after the Maaseh, after she was already pregnant with Reuven. So what kind of kasha is that? So the Birkei, he brings the Birkei Yosef also, who says, she wasn't hated, Dachilak. You think Yaakov Avinu hated Leah? The Gemara says, Meforash, in Baba Batra Kuf Chav Gimal, the Torah doesn't speak genut afilu al behimtam shel tzaddikim. You think the Torah is going to say, yeah, Yaakov hated Leah. Shkoy. If you hate her, get rid of her. Elama, what does it mean? He didn't love her as much as Leah. And therefore, to Leah, she perceived that as sin'ah. Okay. Yaakov Avinu didn't have to. There was no chiyuv to love her as much as you have to love your wife. But there's no chiyuv to love her as much as your ikar wife, especially if you were duped into marrying this one. You know what I'm saying? Over time, you realize that it was all basheret. It was all min hashamayim. But again, so she perceived that as being hatred. There's another beautiful terutz here that he brings down over here, that the Birkei Yosef brings down. He says, the Gemara brings down by Le'ah. What does it mean? Vayara Hashem ki sinu'a Le'ah. It says the Gemara, El ra'a kadosh baruch hu shesnu'in ma'aseh esav b'faneha v'yiftach rachma. And Rashi, HaKadosh brings it down this week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, right, the Torah says, in this week's parasha, V'ayinei le'a rakot v'rachel ha'yita yifat tuar v'yifat mar'e. Says Rashi HaKadosh, oh, it's V'ayinei le'a rakot, she was always crying. From the day she was born, she was crying. Why? Who was her shidduch supposed to be? Esav was supposed to be her husband. She cried her heart out. And therefore, what? V'yad Hashem kisinu ale'a kisinu in ma'asav shel Esav bifne le'a. She, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, she had such mesirut nefesh, she hated everything that had to do about Esav, v'yiftach et rachma. So according to the Drasha of the Gemara, she was never even hated by Yaakov. She hated Ma'aseh Esav. And therefore what? Says the Birkei Yosef, you can understand based on this pshat, there was never any hatred to begin with. There was no b'nei sinua. And therefore, everything was beseder, both in terms of b'nei temura and b'nei sinua. There was never any problem to begin with. And that, but this just shows us, Rabotai. Huh? It's a drasha. No, but then the Gemara has a question. You think the Torah doesn't even speak genut about behemtam shel tzaddikim? You think the Torah is going to say, yeah, Yaakov, he hated Leah. What do you think? This is your friend from the street? Kodesh kadashim. Therefore, the Gemara says, must be talking about something else. Tov. Aval, mikol makom rabotai, this moral of the story is, kol echad b'sha'ato, in every way, b'chol derechecha da'ehu v'hu yiyasher orchotecha, says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishneh. Person has to be in a situation, has to act every step that we take in life. Yeah? Daber et b'nei Yisrael ve'amarta aleihem kedoshim tiyu. Ki kadosh, ani Adonai Eloheichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us to be holy. Every step of our life has to be holy. Holiness doesn't end in the Bet HaKnesset or Bet HaMidrash. Or, you know, holiness has to be afilu b'chadre chadarim. Holiness has to be, where else do you have a Torah? You know, the Magen Avraham really alludes to this question in Siman Mem Zayin in Chod Birkot HaShachar. He says, we know that, Birkot HaTorah, I'm sorry. Anytime you're mafsik, anytime you make a Yaseach HaDa'at, you have to make a new Birkot HaTorah. That's why after you wake up in the morning, you have to make a new Birkot HaTorah. Why? Because you're Masiach Da'at al Yideh Shina. You slept. How come, when you go into the bathroom, when you come out, you make Birkot HaShar Yatzah, Chutz Me'akavod, nechon? And now, you have to make another Birkat HaTorah when you come out of the bathroom? Huh? Rabotai, you take off your tefillin, you use the restroom, you come out, you have to make another Birkat HaTefillin if you want to put it back on? Yes, why? Why is Seach HaDat? Because you can't wear tefillin in the bathroom. Can you learn Torah in the bathroom?
Yes.
Ma ze? Lama ata omer li kacha? That's not, no. Ze shat ha-dacha. I'm asking you stuff. Can you give us your klali in the bathroom? Not be too. Rabotai, I'll tell you, in Ke'ev Gadol, when I was taking my Rabbanut tests in Israel, I told you the story? How many times? Yeah, my stories get old after a while, no? I have pretty good stories. I've been around, but anyway. Okay. So anyway, I was taking the test for the Rabbanut, and you have to have, it's interesting, it's a very, very pressured time because, you know, there's a lot riding on these tests, and you have to pay 500 shekel to take the test. It's like, it's no joke. So the tests are proctored, and if you have to use the restroom, you have to be chaperoned. We're talking about like grown men and the chachamim. Why? Because they're afraid of cheating. I don't know how this happened, but they caught a guy. I was there when I wasn't in the bathroom, but they caught a guy sitting in the bathroom with the Shulchan Aruch open in the middle of a test. Yeah. So.
You had a big
yitzhak. Yeah, big yitzhak. No, so after the, you know, listen, apparently, listen, pressure makes people do a lot of crazy things. You can't judge a person. Huh? Yeah, whatever. I'm saying pressure makes people do a lot of crazy things. So after the test, they gave him a te'udah shel Rav shel Beit HaKnesset. Anyway, the Ketubah. So. Yeah. Anyway, avang mikol makom. So why is it, Magen Avraham says, how come when you leave the bathroom, you don't have to make another Birkot HaTorah? Se'ach HaDa'at. Shereifa? Yeah? So he says, the halachot, even though you can't learn Torah in Beit HaKiseh, but does the Torah dictate what we can and cannot do in Beit HaKiseh? Yeah? They're halachot. Now again, you're not supposed to ponder the halachot, but you got to act the halachot. You got to behave that way. There are halachot for everything we do in life. What other religion in the world do you see that there's halachot about how to walk in the street, about how to use the restroom, about chadrei chadarim, the most intimate of things, yishtabach shemo, look at what the Torah, how it's able to guide our lives, everything. There's nothing too small and there's nothing too private where the Torah doesn't enter and say, you got to act like this, you can't act like that. That's the beauty of the Torah, Rabotai. And that, avotenu v'imotenu ha-kedoshim v'atehorim, that's what they gave us in our spiritual DNA. That kiddusha is still within us today. Imagine telling a goy, you say, listen, you know, in the bathroom, you can't do this. By us, it's not that way. You understand why? Person has to be tzanua. Person has to be kadosh v'tahor. That's the way it is in the bathroom. That's the way it is b'chadere chadarim. And that's the beauty of the Torah kiddusha rabotai. We're going to pause right here and go into a vart on the parsha. I mean, this was on the parsha, but a different kind of earning person. Hey, you know, Michael.